together be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Before Bishop left, I said, Bishop, you know what it is to follow yourself? No way, that's a dumb question. He doesn't know what it is to follow himself, but to follow Bishop, it's like crazy. There. So the parable of the sower. There, it says the sower seeded the word of the kingdom, right? That there is this way of life that we're to live. It's not just the king. We also want to preach Jesus, but Jesus and his kingdom, Jesus and his rule, Jesus and his reign. So the word is sown as of the kingdom. So how do we advance and extend the kingdom of God on earth? And we like to focus a lot on the soil, but let's focus on what was sown, which was Jesus, right? A lot of what we've been talking about here is what was sown was Christ, his very self, right? John 1:1 says this, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. Verse 4, in him was life. And the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. And John goes on in verse 14 of chapter 1, says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That's what it's sown in the parable of the sower, is Christ himself is sown. He is life, his grace, his truth, it's the Father's glory. And when you're reading scriptures, you always go, okay, who are all the players in the story? And so we've got the seed, Jesus, and then you've got the dirt. And y'all know who the dirt are? That'd be us. We dirt, right? Which, we've been dirt. We started as dirt, right? Let's go back to Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 says, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, right? He just used dust and dirt as his building materials. But then he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being, right? Only through the breath of God and his very life breathed into it did all this dirt come to life and begin to enjoy fellowship with God and walk with God. But then this dirt wanted to kind of do God on his own, right? And we lost that life. We lost the life that he'd breathed into us there. And so think about dirt. The dirt that was formed from us in the beginning, the story here, and I'm not a farmer, I'm an engineer there, and so those folks that understand agriculture can correct me there, but dirt by itself doesn't produce anything. Dirt doesn't, like, make more dirt. Dirt doesn't, like, make anything. It's just dirt. Other planets, go to the next planet over, it has dirt, but no life. Right, and so Jesus says, here's the story, is you guys are like this soil. We always like to focus on weeds and cares and all those sorts of issues. Let's just focus on the fact that we receive, when we're prepared, his life. That this seed is put within us, right? It's Jesus who is our life. When he's sown into us, that's what brings forth life, just as in Genesis. And last time I checked, once again, I'm an engineer, not an agricultural person, there, but when you put like a seed corn in the ground, in the dirt, that can't produce anything on its own, what do you get at? Corn. All right, pretty obvious, right? You put apple seed in the ground, you're going to get an apple tree. You put wheat or grain in the ground, you get wheat or grain. So when Jesus is sown into our life, us dirt that can't produce anything, what gets produced in us? Right? It's his life. It's his life that comes out of our life, comes out of our dirt. Galatians 2:20. Seriously, I wrote my notes before Bishop. I didn't know. I just said, Karen called and said, hey, can you all do this, do the noon Eucharist on Thursday? And I'm like, with no direction. And I'm like, okay, well, it's whatever the gospel reading is for the day. We'll just preach from that. So I put my notes together. And I'm like, hey, Bishop, here's my notes. I don't know what to preach on. He goes, well, as long as it's, and then he went the entire outline of the conference this week, as long as it's aligned with that, you're good. If not, do something else. I'm like, okay, I think I'm kind of close. Right? Galatians 2:20, right? His life comes from us. I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith as Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Right? And so the key we take away of this passage today is that dirt doesn't try and imitate the corn. Right? Dirt doesn't try to imitate wheat, but we spend a lot of our Christian life trying to imitate the Lord, right? There's this famous book by Kempis, The Imitation of Christ. God doesn't need our imitation, because we can't. The dirt just simply can't imitate Jesus. He needs our participation. Right? He needs us, because the seed by itself goes and it dies into the ground. Right? And with this cooperation of the soil and the environment that it's in, out comes life. Right? And so Jesus needs our just participation, cooperation, and willingness to have him buried deep within us. What we're charged to do is to thankfully receive the seed that's buried within. Don't be like the ones that just leave it on the surface, or those who are shallow, or those who have just stuff and weeds, and Bishop will continue to talk about that. But we need Christ enthroned in our very heart. Right? And so what comes forth? What is this life of Christ? Colossians 3:4 says, when Christ, who is our life, appears. I think I've heard this like 17 times this weekend. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Right? And so what is this life of Christ? What is the character of Christ that comes forth? John tells us it's glory. John tells us it was grace and it was truth. That's what's born in our life. That's what's born out of our life, is we just thankfully receive him. The character of Christ in 1 Thessalonians 3:12, it said, may the Lord himself make you increase and abound in love. It's the Lord's work. It's just our cooperation and thankfulness for his work that we allow him to do that within us. May the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we do to you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless. Right? The dirt just can't make anything. But his life within us and his spirit within us, he establishes and he continues to form us into his very self. May he establish your hearts blameless and holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all the saints. But out of that character of Christ, of grace and truth and love and holiness, we get the ministry of Christ and also to be informed out of our lives. Matthew 11, 4 and 5 says this, when answered about, are you the one? And he says, go back and tell John, the blind see and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Because we're trying to put on a show, we're trying to give signs to people that God, Jesus did all these things? No, because that's our Father's nature, to heal and to set free, to make whole and to restore. Right? And so as the life of Christ is born within you, you should be helping the blind to see and the lame to walk. Help those who are outcast to be cleansed, Lord, for those who can't hear to hear. Some of y'all are going to tell stories about being the dead raised up. Jesus said, what is his ministry in Luke 4, 18 and 19? It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. So if Jesus has been sent to the poor and to the brokenhearted, you have been sent to the poor and to the brokenhearted. Right? If Jesus has preaching the gospel to them, there to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, then we have been sent to those places as well. To set at liberty those who are oppressed. Right? Is that what's springing forth out of our lives, in our life in Christ? There. I pray it is. So today, accept this invitation. Allow the Lord to till your soil. Allow the Lord to pull the rocks out of the field. See, because the intent of the sower is not to waste seed someplace. The sower is not throwing seed around, hoping it doesn't ever like turn into something. The sower invests that seed so there's a harvest. And what's harvested is more of, if you will, Jesus' presence. The scripture talks about the glory of the Lord covering the face of the earth. That covers as you and I just bear his life, right? And then the glory of the Lord begins to cover the face of the earth. So allow the Lord to till your soil, prepare you so that you may receive him thankfully today. And just trust him. Just trust him to produce his life within you and through you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.